It is time for this week's Pork Industry Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Pork Producers Association. I'm Chad Moyer. Today we're visiting with Amy Supp. She recently traveled with Nebraska pork producers to the Leadership Action Conference that took place in Washington, D.C. Amy, first of all, just kind of introduce yourself. Tell us your connection to the pork industry.
Great. Thanks so much for having me. I initially joined a company called Environment to grow our business internationally. We're connected with Russ Bearing at Central Plains Milling and Frontier Co-op. And I was initially approached by Russ to apply for the Pork Leadership Institute role for NPPC. And I applied and was so fortunate to be accepted. And I represented the state of Nebraska in D.C. during the spring LAC this past week.
Tell me a little bit about that experience. I guess, what did they have you do, and what were some of the things that you did as part of your time in Washington, D.C.?
Yeah, it was great. It was pretty much a whirlwind of a lot of information, a lot of activity. But the first few days we were spent prepping for meeting with our state and representatives towards the end of the week. So we attended issue briefings with the NPPC staff to make sure that we had all the tools that we needed. So when we actually got in front of our representatives and senators, that we were totally prepared.
How did those conversations go? What were those conversations like?
Well, we were really fortunate, you know, coming from a state that heavily supports all things farm. We met with Senator Pete Ricketts and Senator Deb Fisher, Congressman Mike Flood, Don Bacon, and Adrian Smith. Predominantly, I'd say the two conversations that really stuck out the most was with Senator Pete Ricketts in regards to farm labor, basically about the visa system reform to provide year-round labor on how critical it is for us. And to help him, he asked us to go back to our group, and rather than asking for unlimited H-2A visas, come back with a reasonable number that the Department of Ag needs so he can take it back, see what he can present and push through. We dropped information about, you know, some of the misconceptions, you know, people thinking that we want to pay farmers low wages and that's why we want these visas, communicating that, you know, our average weekly wages increased by 9.2% during the period of 21 to 22. So giving them more accurate information so then they can take that back to their conversations back on the Hill. Additionally, we spoke with Congressman Mike Flood, who I'm a massive fan. After speaking with him and spending some time with him, spent a lot of time talking to him about the visas as well. Interesting, you know, thing about the visas, the sentiment in Congress seems to be that the border needs to be controlled first before anybody is even willing to look at visas. And it seems like, you know, as a group of people, these arguments are collapsed. Our problems at the border are collapsed with how we currently allow legal immigration and issue visas. And so our people that represent us on the Hill are working to kind of break that apart to allow, you know, more visas, more opportunity for us to get more workers. We also talked about trade, expanding foreign, expanding export markets. Each hog that's marketed overseas adds $61 to every single hog that gets produced here in the United States. And U.S. pork exports also support over 110,000 jobs domestically. So numbers like that are really important to our leadership because it obviously conveys bigger things that move the needle for all of the representatives and senators as a whole, such as labor.
In the way that you work with the pork industry, and what did you gain from doing something like this?
I value our community greatly. With Environment being a very close second, both are more valuable with each other than without. So constantly seeking ways for the pork industry to do the right thing, being related to the environment, will always be a win for the industry. Making it accessible to everyone is where it can get tricky because of cost and resources. And this is where I see my role as a representative for a spokesperson for our industry. I look forward to using my education, my experience, and voice as a committed advocate, being accepted to NPPC's Pork Leadership Program and attending the Spring Legislative Action Conference. Literally set the stage for me to do all of this.
Amy Supp, she is with Environment, traveling with Nebraska pork producers recently to the Legislative Action Conference there in Washington, D.C. That concludes this week's Pork Industry Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Pork Producers Association, responsible people producing sustainable pork. For more information, you can call their home office in Lincoln, 888-627-7675, and check them out online at nepork.org. For the Nebraska Pork Producers Association, I'm Chad Moyer reporting.